let's get this one.
Staff to get legal.
Can we get this one clarified first?
Yeah, let's get this one clarified.
If we don't need to, then legal chime in and say, nope, it's still a residential use, and we march on.
That's my understanding, but I couldn't tell you that for sure, right? That's
okay.
My.
That doesn't.
Two residential.
Okay. Mr. Brad, you were going to go ahead and ask your questions.
I was just wondering how that new law that Arizona passed having to do with vacation rentals, Airbnbs, and stuff like that fits into, you know, what we're doing here and changing so on and so forth. My understanding is that we cannot stop it from happening.
Correct.
Under the new law.
That's my understanding too, Mr. Fish. Did you want to add something to that?
That's not
me.
Relevant.
Yeah, or the attorney.
Well, my understanding is she's asking for the conditional use permit to put two additional casitas on her property. That's the question. We can't stop her from renting them out if we allow her to put them on her property.
So the question is, if you own a piece of property and you're living on it, you build additional structures that you intend to rent, okay, that's your intention, a commercial operation on the property that you exist, should you not be changing that use from residential to commercial? And that's exactly the case here. It's not a case of existing doing ARB&B on a single family residence. And since we're stumped, why don't we do this? If we want to go ahead and move this forward, get that question answered legally, and amend it as needed before the Board of Supervisors meeting.
So again, another clarification. Are you saying in addition to the conditional use permit, she needs to apply to have it changed to commercial?
You mean zoning?
Yes.
No, it needs to state it in the CUP that the intent is to change the use from purely residential to a commercial use.
I guess my response would be, by the very nature of the explanation, everyone would understand that these are commercial uses.
That's one of the big problems that I see, is everybody would understand until they don't. Okay, so you spell it out, so there's no question in anybody's mind. And I think if we need to do that, that can be a simple amendment that takes place after this meeting, right, that we understand that that's a question, an open question that needs to be resolved, and we're comfortable with it, and if the language needs to be changed, that would be amended before the Board of Supervisors meeting, so that sometime in the future, this poor lady, I'm sorry, not poor lady, this lady, this lady won't get hammered by somebody in the neighborhood that says, oh, you're illegally operating a commercial use. Okay.
May I ask?
No, don't get in.
I'll let you know.
Please don't get in. Would that be an acceptable thing if we need to make that adjustment? Does legal have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Look back. I can do the research and see if that needs to happen.
Perfect.
As far as what Mr. Fish is saying, if someone comes back and says you're doing it illegally, the CUP application says for paying guests is what his. What it's plainly stated already is what he's saying.
I understand what he's saying, okay? However, the use is currently residential, all right? And the CUP is adding that.
I also wanted to kind of add to this, is she's identifying a specific time period from April to November, and she's informing that family and friends are going to be using those casitas with the exception on April through November. And I would think that the question is that she's, are you going to intend to use it definitely from April to November as an ARB&B, whatever it is?
So Jean Bagovac, and my address is 17 and 8408 Concho. I haven't set the casitas yet, so I don't know how this is going to roll out. I'm thinking that maybe over the winter I'm going to go want to visit my daughter in Texas or something like that. So I'm throwing this out this is what I'm intending right now. Like I said, not having the casitas set and not operating or, you know, renting them out. So my intention is